Gopi Jana Balaba Kiribaradari Gopi Jana Balaba Kiribaradari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Bala Giribaradhari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Savanakira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribaradhari Gopi Jana Balaba Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 37.
不加梵歌第十章第37节.
Vishinam Vasudevo Smi Pandavanam Dananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavi Vishinam Vasudeva Smi Pandavanam Dananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavi. I'll do one more time. Vishinam Vasudeva Smi Pandavanam Dananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavi. Okay, someone else want to try it?
Okay, I will try. Vishninam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dananjaya Muninam Apyaham Vyasa Kavinam Ushana Kavihi.
Okay. Words. Vishninam, of the descendants of Vishni,
字对字 Vishninam 在 Vishni 的后裔中
Vasudeva
Vasudeva
Krishna in Dwarka
Dwarka 的 Krishna
Asmi, I am
Asmi, 我我是
Pandavan of the Pandavas
Pandavanam 在 Pandava 兄弟中
Dhananjaya, Arjuna
Dhananjaya, Arjuna
Muninam of the sages
Muninam 在圣人中
Api also.
Api 也
Aham. I am.
Aham. 我是
Vyasa. Vyasa, the compiler of all Vedic literature.
Vyasa, Vyasa, 伟达文献的编纂者
Kavinam, of all great thinkers.
Kavinam 在伟大的思想家中
Ushana Ushana
Ushana Ushana
Kavi the thinker
Kavi 思想家
Of the descendants of Vrishni I am Vasudeva Of the Pandavas I am Arjuna Of the sages I am Vyasa And among great thinkers I am Ushana
在 Vishnu 的后，在 Vishni 的后裔中，我是 Vasudeva， 在 Pandava 兄弟中，我是 Arjuna， 在圣者之中，我是 Vyasa， 在伟大的思想家中，我是 Ushana。
Purport: Krishna is the original supreme personality of Godhead, and Baladeva is Krishna's immediate expansion. Both Krishna and Baladeva appeared as sons of Vasudeva.But both of them may be called Vasudeva. From another point of view, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, all the forms of Krishna that appear elsewhere are his expansions. Vasudeva is Krishna's immediate expansion, so Vasudeva is not different from Krishna. It is to be understood that the Vasudeva referred to in this verse is Baladeva or Balaram, because he is the original source of all incarnation. Thus he is the sole source of Vasudeva.The immediate expansion of the Lord are called Swamsa, personal expansions. And there are also expansions called Vivinams, separated expansions. Okay, read that paragraph.
Okay, 要指 Krishna 是原初的至尊人格首神 Baladev 是 Krishna 的直接扩展。主 Krishna 和 Baladev 都显现为 Vasudev 的儿子，所以他们两个都可称为 Vasudeva。从一个角度来看，因为 Krishna 从未离开过 Vrindavan， 那么在其他地方显现的 Krishna 的所有的形体都便是他的扩展。Vasudeva 是 Krishna 的直接扩展，所以 Vasudeva 与 Krishna 无二无别，不言而喻。《薄伽梵歌》这个诗节中的 Vasudeva 指的是 Baladeva， Balarama 或者是 Balarama， 因为他是所有化身的始源。所以它是 Vasudeva 的来源，主的直接扩展叫 Swamsa 个人扩展，还有的叫做 Vibhinam Swamsa 分离的扩展。
Okay, carry on. Anyway, it's the same line.Krishna is in the Vrishni dynasty. So it's another simultaneously one and different that when Krishna is not in Vrindavan, it's not exactly the same Krishna, but it's not different than Krishna. It's an expansion.、
嗯、
but like when Krishna is in Dwarka, he doesn't play the flute, he doesn't have rasa dance, he's married. It's not the same as his Vrindavan Leela.
Krishna 他在Vishnu 王朝里，那么他不在就是他其实他此时他就是在Vrindavan， 但是呢他又有他的这个扩展在 Dwarka， 在其他的地方。那么他在 Dwarka 上演的这消时光呢，和在 Vrindavan 上演的消时光是不一样的。他在 Dwarka 不会吹奏笛子，会上演一些其他的逍遥时光，会有妻子。
So there's Vasudev and Vasudev. That's the Sanskrit, the son or the daughter. You just make the syllable long of the father's name, and then that identifies that they're the son of Vasudev. Interesting.
嗯，所以在这个诗节的第一行里面有一个很有意思的范文词，就是 Vasudev. Vasudev.表示的是父亲，然后呢，如果他的孩子的名字呢，就在他的这个元音上发一个长音，变成 Vasudev， 所以这就表示他们之间是有关系的。
Okay, among the sons of Pandu, Arjuna is famous as Dhananjaya. He's the best of men, and therefore he represents Krishna. Among the Munis, or learned men.Versant in Vedic knowledge. Vyas is the greatest because he explained Vedic knowledge in many different ways for the understanding of the common mass of people in this age of Kali. And Vyas is also known as an incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, he also represents Krishna. Kavis are those who are capable of thinking thoroughly on any subject matter. Among the Kavis, Ushana Sukracharya was the spiritual master of the demons. He was extremely intelligent and far-seeing politician. Thus, Sukracharya is another representative of the opulence of Krishna.
继续阅读要旨。潘度诸子中，尔朱呢以 Dhananjaya 闻名于世，他是人中俊杰，因此代表着 Krishna。在有学识的精通伟大知识的圣哲中 ，Vyasa 最伟大，因为为了帮助这个卡利年代的众生。有助于了解伟大知识，他从很多方面做了解释。Vyasa 也被认为是 Krishna 的化身，因此 Vyasa 也代表了 Krishna。Kavi 是那些对任何体旨都能思考透彻的人。Kavi 之中 ，Ushana Sukracharya 是恶魔的灵性导师，他聪明绝顶，目光远大，堪称政治家，因此。Sukracharya 是 Krishna 赋予的定义代表。
Okay, Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutave Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika VandehamShri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya DevamShri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditam Shri Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpatsinghe Gopesha Gopesha Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacha Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pastyata Panchakalpa Truvya Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pranayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Tvishe Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Lopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate. Tapta Kanta Gaurangera Devindavani Shri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare. Adirnama, Adirnama, Adirnama Eva Kevalam. Kamo Anasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Ranyata. Okay. Arjuna is the most famous of the Pandavas. Everybody, when they think of the Pandavas, they think of Arjuna.
在潘大宝兄弟中, Arjuna 是最著名的一位, 所以每次所有人想起, 潘大宝兄弟的时候呢, 立刻就会想起 Arjuna.
Even though all of them were very great,
虽然他们所有的, 虽然说这五兄弟呢, 都是非常伟大的, 但是 Arjuna 是最著名的一位。
And he was a very close friend of Krishna's.
而且 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的好朋友, 非常亲密的朋友。
So here the name is Dhananjaya. Dhanan means wealth.
Dhananjaya, Dhanan 的意思是财富。
So it's the reason for that is after the battle of Kurukshetra, the Pandavas were broke. They had to spend everything they had in the battle. War is very expensive, you know.
就是这个情况就是在 Kurukshetra 的战争之后呢, 潘多巴兄弟他们就破产了,因为他们把所有的钱全部都用在了战争中, 战争是非常的昂贵的。
And they wanted to do a big yagya, and they didn't have that. And the yagya is also very expensive. These previous ages, the yagyas required so much gold and jewels and thousands of brahmanas and, you know, very, very costly. Only kings could do this.
他们想做一个大型的祭祀，但是在之前的年代呢，这个祭祀也是非常的昂贵的，因为要用很多的金，又有很多的金子，然后呢，要有很多的婆罗门，所以说呢，他们也是没有钱来做这件事情。
So from a previous age, they knew up in the Himalaya there was had been a big yagya.
在之前的年代，在喜马拉雅山就发生着一场盛大的祭祀。
The king who did it, everything was gold. It's all the plates, all the utensils, everything was solid gold.
Sorry, Marge. You say everything.
Everything
all of
that
the
was
gold
used. All the things that were used, all the plates and spoons and cups and everything that was used in the yagya was gold.
Yeah, 就是在之前的这个祭祀里面，在 yagya 里面用的所有的这些物品，比如说杯子呀、盘子呀，等等的各种物品，全部都是金子制成的。
Even in this Kali Yuga, not so long ago, there was much more gold than there is now.
即便是在这个卡利年代，刚开始的时候也是有很多的金子的，那会儿的金子比现在的金子的存有量要高。
In Egypt, they had a museum of that one king, Tut, and, you know, he was buried in solid gold boxes, seven boxes, one inside of another. And so much gold was there when they found his grave.
在埃及有一位法老，他当时就是被很多的金子包围着，然后被埋起来的。所以呢，当挖出他的墓的时候呢，就发现了很多的金子。
In Thailand, there's one Buddha. He's very big. They say weighs 6 tons.
在泰国有一尊7吨重的佛。
About 6,000 kilos, you know, and solid gold.
就是这七吨重的这尊金佛呢，就是由完全的金子打铸的。
Nobody knows when it was made, because when they found it, it was covered over with plaster, so nobody knew it was gold.
但是没有人知道，就这尊金佛是什么时候被铸造的。而且当它被发现的时候呢，上面已经是布满了斑驳，所以看不出来它是就是看不出来它是金子。
And in Ravana's city of Lanka, buildings were made out of gold.
Ravana 在 Lanka 的所有的这些建筑都是用金子打造的。
Anyway, they knew that this gold was up there because after the yagya, the king gave everything to the brahmanas. So it was just tons of gold.
所以呢，他们知道就是这个金子。You mean the gold is there? Where? In Himalayas?
It was there. They knew about it. It had been there for thousands of years.
OK, 那么就是这个潘达玛们他们知道就是金子都被储藏在喜马拉雅山里面，因为这个每次国王把这个金子都会布施给婆罗门，然后呢他们就会把这个金子放在那个地方。
And the Brahmanas, they had no use for gold, so they just left it all there.
因为婆罗门他们也不需要用金子，所以他们就把金子就留在那儿了。
Different than the modern Brahmanas.
那会儿的婆罗门跟当今的婆罗门是不一样的。
And nobody took it because it, you know, people still in that time and in that place, but were honest and they thought this doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the state or belongs to the Brahmanas.They never took it. So rightfully, it belonged to Yudhishthira, who was the king.
But 当时呢的人们是很诚实的，所以呢，他们知道这金子都不属于他们，是属于婆罗门的。其实从中介角度来说呢，就这个金子都是属于他们的国王 Yudhishthira 王的。所以说，这金子虽然放在那儿，可是没有人会去拿他们。
Now people will kill someone for a little.Any gold ring or something, but you know, times have changed. And gold is very hard to get, very expensive now.
可是现在呢，人们可能就会为一只小的金戒指而杀人灭口。所以说呢，这个就是现在的这个时代跟以前是不一样了。
Anyway, Arjuna went there and he got all that gold and brought it back.Then you just hear, then they could do this yoga. That's why it's called Dhananjaya.
无论如何呢，阿朱呢，他就去到了喜马拉雅山，把所有的这些金子都给取了回来，然后呢，把金子给了尤迪士帝尔王，从而使尤迪士帝尔王能够做这个大型的祭祀。所以呢，阿朱呢才得到了 Dhananjaya 财富的征服者这个名字。
Of course, Vyasadeva everybody knows.
Vyasadeva 他是神性的。
So it means to divide. So the Veda was only one Veda before.
OK, Vyasa 的意思是分割的意思，因为那个伟达经呢之前只有一部伟达。
And the Brahmanas were so intelligent that they could just pick out what they needed in different parts of the Veda. You know,
因为婆罗门他们是非常有智慧的，他们在读伟达经的时候呢，他们就能够从中摘取他们所需要的这个内容。比如说要读这个做 Yagya 的这个内容啊，他们就会去摘取这部分的内容。
Something like we do a search on the internet.
就好像我们在 就是我们
在 they did it in their mind.
就好像我们在互联网上搜取信息一样，我们只要输入关键字就可以得到信息，但是呢，婆罗门他们只要用自己的心意就可以找到他们想要的信息。
So Vyasadeva could envision the future that the people would not be so intelligent. So he divided into four Vedas.
但是 Vyasadeva 呢，他可以看到在将来的人们没有那么的充满了智慧，所以呢，他就把伟达经给分成了四部分。
But not only that, he wrote the Puranas, which have all the Vedic wisdom, but in a more easily understandable way.
不仅如此，他还写下了往事书。那么这往事书呢，是伟达的智慧，但是呢，是一种更容易理解的方式来行文的。
And he wrote many histories. He wrote Mahabharata, which gives all the Vedic wisdom in a story form.
他还这个记录了历史，写下了 Mahabharata。那Mahabharata 里面呢，也是伟大的智慧，但是呢，是以故事的形式承载出来的。
Because for the people of Kali Yuga, so they could have some access. And then he finally wrote Srimad Bhagavatam.
因为这样就使在卡利年代的人们呢，能够更好的去了解伟大的智慧。然后最终呢 ，Vyasadeva 他又写下了圣典《薄伽瓦坛》。
And the Bhagavad Gita, of course, he just noted down what Krishna said. But that's part of the Mahabharata. Very
good. 薄伽梵歌是 Mahabharata 其中的一部分。它只是在 Krishna 讲述出来之后呢，他把它记录了下来。
And he's known to be he's an incarnation. He's a Shakti Vesha avatar. Powered with knowledge.
那他是 Shakti Visha Avatar， 他是一个被赋予了知识的化身 ，Krishna 的化身。
Then Ushana， I didn't know， but Ushana is another name of Shukracharya。
那 Ushana 呢？它是 Shukracharya 的另外一个名字。
So he was the spiritual master of the demons, but he was very powerful, very intelligent.
他是恶魔们的灵性导师，但是呢，他很有智慧，而且呢，他也很强大。
And he was always helping the demons in different ways that they could conquer the demigods.
他以各种各样的方式帮助恶魔征服半神人。
But then the demigods would always take shelter of Krishna, and then they could win.
但是呢，半神人们总是托庇于 Krishna， 所以呢，他们就总能赢获胜。
So, even though he's the spiritual master of the demons, still he has all this option.And so it represents Krishna's opulence.
虽然说乌沙呢，他是恶魔们的灵性导师，但是呢，他却具有富裕，他具有 Krishna 的富裕，所以说呢，他也是 Krishna 的展现。
Okay, another verse, number 38.
第38节。
Dando dhammaya tamasmi nit.Nityar asmi jagishitam onam chaivasmi guyanam gyanam gyanavatam aham. Danda means punishment.
Danda is 惩罚.
Dhammayatam.
Dhammayatam.
Of all means of oppression.
在所有意志的方法中
Asmi, I am.
Asmi, 我是
Niti, morality.
Niti, 道德
Asmi, I am.
Asmi, 我是。
Jigishitam.
Jigishitam.
And those who seek victory.
在那些追求胜利的人中。
Monam, silence.
Monam, 沉默。
Ja, and.
Ja, 和。
Ava, also.
Ava, 也。
Asmi, I am.
Asmi, 我是。
Guhyanam, of secrets.
Guhyanam, 在秘密中。
Gyanam, knowledge.
Gyanam, 知识。
Gyanavatam, of the wise.
Gyanavatam, 在有知识的人中。
Aham, I am.
Aham, 我是。
So read the, I have to go for a second, read the verse in purport. Read the Chinese.
Okay, 译文和要旨。译文。在抑制不法行为的所有方法中，我是惩罚；在追求成功者中，我是道德；在秘密中，我是沉默；在智者中，我是智慧。要旨：对付不法行为有很多抑制的方法，其中最重要的是杀掉恶徒。当恶徒受罚时，惩罚者就代表了 Krishna。那些想在整个活动领域求取成功的人中，最无往不利的因素是道德。在聆听、思想、观想的机密活动中，沉默最为重要，因为沉默能助人大步前进。智能指的是能区分物与灵，能区分神的高等本性和低等本性。这些知识就是 Krishna 本人。译文：在抑制不法行为的所有方法中，我是惩罚；在追求成功者中，我是道德；在秘密中，我是沉默；在智者中，我是智慧。Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，结果因为 Maharaj 他出去了，稍微等一下。
OK。So, quite a bit in this one. So, punishment, you know, is a way of suppressing lawlessness. You know, criminals get punished, but nowadays in Kali Yuga, the criminals get punished, but they don't care most of the time.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't change.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. 就是这个惩罚。那么现在的这个人在遭受了惩罚之后呢，好像也无所谓，他们也不会有任何的变化，不会有改变。
Sometimes, like devotees in America, they preach, they do a lot of preaching in the prison. And then any prisoners have become devotees, and even though before they were big criminals.
在美国呢，有很多奉献者会到监狱里面去传教。那有很多的这些坐监的人呢，后来都成为了奉献者，虽然他们之前是罪人，是罪犯。
So punishment, you know, like sometimes we punish.To make them learn a lesson.
有的时候呢，人会遭受惩罚，从这个惩罚中呢学到教训。
We have to be careful about that. Too much punishment will just make somebody angry.
Too much punishment will make somebody.
Too much punishment. Too much punishment.Punishment that's done out of anger or something, that won't have a good effect. When it's done out of love or trying to really reform somebody, then it has a good effect.
Okay, 就是这个太多的惩罚，而且这个惩罚如果是出于一种愤怒的情绪在做的时候呢，它其实是没有任何的效力的，不会有人给人帮助。但如果要是出于爱，出于一种关怀，然后呢想要去改造别人的话，这种惩罚才会有效。
So most people, they follow the laws. They try to drive properly because they don't want to have to pay the punishment, the fine, the money.
大部分的人呢还是会奉行执法的，而且呢大部分人比如在开车的时候呢他也会遵守交规，因为他不想罚钱，他不想因为这个违反了交规而损失自己的钱。
So those who are trying to be victorious in a field of activity, the most victorious element is morality.
在那些想要追求胜利的领域中的人呢，那么在这里面最重要的一点就是道德。
Morality is something that is very important, and in many ways, modern education doesn't teach morality so much.
道德呢是非常重要的一点，可是在现在当代的教育中呢，道德已经不会被广泛的说教了，不会被广泛的教导了。
But it's very important.
但是呢却非常的重要。
Morality means principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong behavior.
在字典里面说道德它是区分于好的和道德是区分于正确的和错误的行为的的原则。
So of course, different people have different ideas, different cultures. Ultimately, it should be, you know, according to Krishna's standards.That's real morality.
因为人们生活在不同的文化里面，对于道德有不同的理解。但是终极来说呢，这个道德的规范是应该由 Krishna 的标准来制定的。
Now there's so much, you know, it used to be considered immoral, it's considered moral. Illicit sex, you know, many people saying, no, it's very healthy, it's good for relationships, and you know, so many things. Crazy.
在现在呢，就已经是黑白颠倒，那么很多不道德的事情呢，就会被人们认为是道德的。比如说，就是非法的这种性生活，那么人们呢，他们觉得就是有一些这种男欢女爱的这种性生活会促进他们之间的关系，所以他们觉得这是道德的，这个是有助于健康的，所以这其实是挺疯狂的一些想法。
Here on the way when we go to the temple, we pass one school.
在这儿，当我们去庙的路上，我们会经过一个学校。
And it's called the Moral Intelligent School.
这学校的名字呢被称为是道德智慧学校。
So I thought that's nice, you know. The school is teaching. They're teaching. They're not only teaching, you know, mathematics and science and history or whatever, but they're teaching morality and, you know, real intelligence.
那我觉得这个学校还挺好的，因为它不仅仅是讲述科学、讲述数学或者讲述这些这个现代的这些课程，而还教导道德，而这道德呢才是真正的智慧。
Then among the confidential activities of hearing, thinking, and meditating, silence is important because by silence one can make progress very quickly.
然后呢在一些秘密的行动中，比如说在冥想啊这些活动中，沉默是非常好的，因为沉默它可以使人很快的得到觉悟。
So, generally we think silence means, you know, like some yogis, they take a vow of silence called mauna.
通常来说，当我们想起沉默的时候呢，我们就会想到瑜伽师他们所发的那种誓言，就是不说话，这个被称为叫 mauna。
But the Vaishnava definition of silence is no material sound, only Shabda Brahma, only chanting Hare Krishna is real silence.
但是作为 Vaishnava, 他所说的这个沉默呢，是不发出物质的声音，只是会念诵 Hare Krishna, 去发出一些 Shabda Brahma 的声音，超然的声音。
Prabhupada said, sometimes if a disciple is very stupid, he's always talking crazy things, the guru will tell him, you take a vow of silence. Don't talk for 1 year or something.
说了帕帕说呢，有的时候当一个门徒他要是总是在瞎说八道，然后呢总是在说一些乱七八糟的事情的时候呢，他的guru就会说，你要发一个让自己监狱不说话的誓言，一个一年都别讲话了。
So that to become really peaceful, you know, it's very nice to, like even to go in a Buddhist temple where they're chanting all the prayers and mantras, it's very peaceful. You don't forget all the outside crazy sounds.
Yeah, 所以说呢，就是在这种沉 you mean one people in a mauna situation?
Yeah, no, if we go into a place where, you know, like a kirtan or in Buddhist temples where the monks are all chanting mantras, you know, it's material silence. We don't hear all the noise outside and all the crazy things.
Okay.
The higher form of silence.
OK, 就是说比如说就当我们在念诵的时候，或者当我们在唱诵的时候，或者我们要到这个佛教的这个寺庙里面去听着这些僧人们在念经的时候，这会儿由于就是处在一个物质的声音的沉默之中，这会儿你是会感到内心的平静的。
The senses need to perceive something, you know, so...The senses are hearing, and even if there's external silence, the mind may be rattling along, make a lot of noise.
Because our 感官它
Brahman. If we're chanting the holy name, then that's real silence.
Because our 的这个感官呢，它总是需要获得一些感知的。所以就即便是我们表面上看着不说话是一种沉默的状态，但是我们的这个心意是会非常的躁动的，发出很多的这种噪音的。但是如果我们要是让自己处于 Shabda Brahma, 也就是处在这种超然的震动里面的时候呢，这会儿我们的这个内心就能够真正的处在一种平和的状态下。
It's a secret thing, real silence.
当然这是
People might tell us when we're standing, be quiet, you know. But that's real quiet. Okay. Then the last one says, among the wise, I am wisdom.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't translate the...那么就所以说呢，这就是一种秘密，就是当人处在 Shabda Brahma 的超然的震动里面的时候，这会儿你才能够保持一种真正的沉默。所以这是沉默的真谛所在。
And then, so real wisdom, real wise man can discriminate between matter and spirit. He knows what's spirit, he knows what's material. He knows the material, spiritual, and inferior nature of Krishna. So he knows how to avoid things and what to do, what not to do.
那么一个真正有智慧的人呢，他是能够分辨得出什么是物质的，什么是灵性的，他知道什么是低等的这个活动，而且他也知道什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的。
So that represents Krishna also. So that's pretty good. A lot of things in those two verses to think about.
所以说呢，这也代表了 Krishna。所以呢，在今天这两个世界里面呢，是有很多的信息是可以让我们去冥想的，去很好的深思的。
The next one is a very famous verse, quoted many, many times.
下一个世界呢，是非常著名的一个世界，被反复的引述。
Yet, api sarva bhutanam bijam tadaham arjuna natasti vinayachan maya bhutam characharam. I am the generating seed of all existence. Nothing moving or non-moving can exist without me.
译文还有啊，阿朱呢，我是孕育一切存在的种子。没有我就没有任何生物，动的或不动的都不能存在。
Everything has a cause.
所有的一切都有一个原因。
And that cause or seed is a manifestation of Krishna.
那个因或展示的种子就是 Krishna 的显现。
Without Krishna's potency, nothing can exist, moving or non-moving.
没有 Krishna 的能量就什么也都不存在，因此无论是动的还是不动的都不能存在。
So, he's omnipotent, all-powerful.
所以说呢，他是 omnipotent, 他是无所不能的。
Whatever existence is not found in the energy of Krishna is Maya, that which is not.
不是以 Krishna 的能量为基础的存在就叫做 Maya, 即那不是的。
Okay, so Prabhupada mentions that many times, that he's the seed giving father of everyone. So whatever there is, there's an immediate cause, and then there's the ultimate cause, which is Krishna.
There is an immediate cause, and I didn't hear.
There's an immediate cause, you know, of what caused some accident to happen, or someone to die, or some virus to come. But ultimately, it came from Krishna.
Okay, okay. 那么 Krishna, 这个 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他反复的引述这个师姐，他说的，我 Krishna 说，我是孕育一切存在的种子。那么任何一件事情它都是会有一个原因的，那每一个事情它的这个它发生了以后的它即刻就会产生一个结果，那么可能会有这个病毒啊，或者说是可能会发生灾难啊，可能会发生意外啊等等，但是呢终极来说所有的这一切的这个原因呢都是 Krishna.
Because everything comes from Krishna, nothing can be separate.But it comes about by the laws of nature.
但是因为所有的一切都是来自于 Krishna 的，没有任何一件事情它是与 Krishna 相分离而存在的。但是呢，它的这种到来呢，是根据物质自然的法律这一媒介而到来的。
So now the media and the world all talk about this virus.
那现在呢，全部的媒体全部都在发布关于病毒的信息。
It came from China. Some say it came from America. Some say, you know, so many different ideas came from this and that. But ultimately, it comes from Krishna. The laws of nature are set up, and you know, depending on how people act, you get different results.
有些人说这个病毒是来自于中国的，有些人说这个病毒是来自于美国的，有各种各样的它来自于哪儿的这个版本。但终极来说呢，这个病毒是来自于Krishna 的。然后呢，它是在业报的，就是这个物质自然的这个律法的呈现下把它给展示出来的。而且呢，人们是根据他们的业报而得到了这么一个相应的结果。
Nothing moving or non-moving can exist separately from Krishna.
没有任何一件这个事物它是与 Krishna 相分离而存在的，无论是动的还是不动的。
Okay, so we have some time. If anybody has questions, comments.
Yes, Maharaj. There are quite many questions here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let me see. The first one from Charu Chitra Madaji, Dan Guru.感恩翻译，博迦梵歌第三章第十六十节中要旨中提到了祭祀循环制度，我没看明白，恳请顾如解释，谢谢您，深深的顶拜您。祭祀循环制度 ，Charu Chitra Madaji， 这个英文里面是咋写的？Anyway, I will translate. Maharaj, thank you very much. In the Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, verse number 16.In the purport, it is mentioned about a cycle system of the yagya. I am not exactly sure what is that. Could you explain it? Maharaj, I am not exactly sure.
What is mentioned?
I am not exactly sure the English word using that. The literal translation is that there is a cycling system or cycling principle.For Yagya. I need to.
What verse
this is
in
the chapter 3, verse number 16. 不好意思啊，我查一下这个英文是咋说的。Chapter 3, verse number 16.
Sure. 16, sure.
In the purport. 对对对，第三章第十六十节。
In the above mentioned cycle of performing yagyas, it is absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
找到了啊，找到了这个词。
It's in the cycle just means a way of doing things in order.
Cycle 就这个循环这意思呢，就是说是按顺序的做事情。
Like the Sanskrit word is chakra, and it means going around, you know, things are going around, a cycle. So you do the yagyas.
比如说呢，在梵文词里面这个 chakra 这个词，也就是说呢是转着圈的做，在做祭祀的时候是转着圈的去做。
So many yagyas, you know, from the baby before it's conceived, when it's born, and you know, so many yagyas they do for the child, and you do for this and that. It's a cycle, and you just keep doing it over and over again. Human life.
就比如说这个孩子出生以后呢，就要做很多的相关的祭祀，那么循环的做呢，也就是说呢，在整个的这人的这一生中呢，他就要不断的进行一次又一次的祭祀。
In the dictionary, it says a series of events that are regularly repeated in the same order.
然后呢，在词典里面对于循环的这个词的解释呢，就是以同样的顺序不断的循环的去做一件事情。
Okay, so I think that covers it.Other definitions, but that's the.
我想就是这个解释。
Certain order that do things.
就是在一定的顺序下去做事情。Okay, the next one is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj 和翻译，在意志不法行为者中 ，Krishna 是惩罚。请问，如果奉献者不小心做了不法的事情 ，Krishna 给的惩罚与惩罚非奉献者有什么不同吗？ 结果有什么不同吗？谢谢您。Rajendra Prabhu said that Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. And Lord Krishna is the punishment for those who break the laws. So my question is that if the devotee break the law if the devotee in some way break the law, however, he will get the punishment from the Lord. But the punishment from the Lord will be the same as punished his non-devotee. Will they get the different consequences? Thank you very much.
Yeah, sometimes. For a devotee, Krishna will reduce the punishment.
Like
if the devotee is suffering, you know, if we're suffering, we're sick, or, you know, we know that this is our karma and due to our previous, you know, activities and everything. But a devotee thinks, I'm suffering, but I deserve much more suffering. Krishna has kindly reduced my suffering.
这个Krishna 他在惩罚奉献者的时候呢，他给他的惩罚实际上是会被减少，是会减少的。就比如说我们在受苦的时候呢，我们知道我们是由于自己的这个过去的这个行为所致而得到的这个业报的这个惩罚。但是呢，奉献者他会知道，就是我本来其实要受到的这个业报的惩罚要比现在我受的苦要多得多，但是就是由于这个 Krishna 的仁慈，使我的所受到的这种痛苦呢已经被减少了很多。
So like in I don't know in your country, but someone goes to prison, but if they behave very very nicely in the prison, they're very nice, then they may get out earlier. They may say you have to go for 6 years, but if they're very, very nice and they're always good, then they might let them out earlier.
It's the same thing here in China.
So because of being a devotee, Krishna might, you know, reduce our...
比如说在这个监狱里面坐牢的这些犯人，如果他的表现特别的好的话，那么就会由于他的好的表现而减刑。比如说本来被判的是6年，由于他好的表现呢，这个刑罚就会减少。那么所以作为奉献者也是一样的，就是由于他是一位这个奉献者，所以说呢他所受到的这个惩罚也会受到这个苦也会被减少。
Okay, so devotee will always think like that. You know, I deserve more, but Krishna has reduced my punishment.
奉献者他总是会这样想，就是我本来要受更多的苦的，但是 Krishna 他却减少了我所受到的惩罚。
But if we break the government law, the government may not care that you're a devotee or not. You know, you can't say, well, I'm a devotee, okay that I was stealing because it's for Krishna, they won't like that.
但是作为但是作为一个人，如果是打破了政府的这个法律的话，政府他可不管你到底是奉献者还是非奉献者，所以呢他给你的这个惩罚会是一样的。你不会因为我是一位奉献者，我今天因为 Krishna 我要去偷点东西，所以说呢我就会受到这个相对小的这种刑罚，就是不要有这样的想法。
All right.
Yeah. So the next one, the next one. Yeah. So the
sometimes the devotee thinks, well, I'm a devotee, so I don't have to follow the laws. That's completely foolish. You might get punished more.
有的时候奉献者他会觉得好像我是 奉献者，所以说呢，我就可以随便的打破这个法律。那么这样的想法是很疯狂的一种想法，因为你是不可能不被这个法律所惩罚的，而且有的时候呢，可能会被加倍的这种惩罚。
Sometimes a devotee, you know, foolishly thinks, I'm a devotee, so I don't have to care about the laws, or I'm an advanced devotee, I don't have to chant my rounds or something. And then the suffering may be more than an ordinary person who's innocent.
那么有的时候奉献者就会觉得我是奉献者，所以呢，我就可以不顾及这个律法。或者说呢，因为我是一个特别高级的奉献者，所以我也根本就不用念诵了。那么这些都是非常愚蠢的想法，而且这样所导致自己要受的惩罚，可能比那些我就是普通的无辜的这个大众要受的这个惩罚要更加的深，要更加的重。
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The next question is from Yamuna Tira Mataji. Dingbai Guru Maharaj.婆罗摩诃多中关于 Pandava 五兄弟的出生没有经过躯体的结合和怀胎的过程，还有Draupadi 的出生等难以理解，家人看了就认为摩诃婆罗多只是神话传说，如何解释这些呢？摩诃婆罗多中没有虚构成分呢？完全是真实的历史吗？感恩您，感恩翻译。谢谢马大姐。Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Guru Maharaj. So in the Mahabharata, about the recitation of the birth of Pandavas, their mother didn't have any physical intercourse with their fathers, in that case to get them. And also like Draupadi's birth is also hard to understand.So after my family members watched Mahabharata, they just think this is just a kind of a fairy tale. So how to explain this, how to make them understand better about that? So I would like to know if the Mahabharata is truly the real story and there is no any fictions part at all. Thank you very much.
Well,Don't try to understand so much, you know. There's so many things, even in modern, you know, things that scientists can't understand, things that are doing, people are doing things, mystic powers. So, you know, there's much, like in the heavenly planets, people aren't born, they're just going there, you know. But,
那么就是我们不要进
The Brahmanas had so much power, Draupadi could just come out from the fire. Why not?
那就是我们不要太 我们不要太多的去试图的去理解这些，就试图的去研究这些内容。那么因为现在就即便是当代的科学家，他也是有很多的领域，很多的这种神秘的玄秘的这种现象，他是没有办法去理解的。那比如说在天堂星宿的人们，他也就不需要经过怀胎啊，就不需要经过这种正常的生产这种过程，他就能够被生产出来。那么这个婆罗门是很有力量的，那他是比如说这个就可以使这个 Draupadi 他就直接在火里面就可以显现，为什么不行呢？
So, you know, just say, well, there's many things that we can't understand. We're very limited.
所以呢，您只要跟您的家人这样解释就好了。那你就说，我们因为是非常的有限的，所以有很多事情我们是没有办法理解的。
All right.
Yeah, so part of her question, she's asking that, so...
Don't argue with them. We can't understand it either, so how can we explain it? We just know that there's many, many things that no one can understand.
Okay. 是这样的，就是当我们在跟家人在讨论这件事情的时候呢，我们不要跟他们去争论，因为有很多的这个事情我们也是没有办法理解的。对于我们没有办法理解的事情，我们又如何能够让他们去理解呢？
Okay. So.
Yes. So the next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 在成功者中 ,Krishna 就是道德。Krishna 制定的道德才是标准。如果遵守 Krishna 制定的道德与卡利年代的所谓道德相冲突，甚至引起社会的反感，还如何行为呢？继续坚守 Krishna 指定的道德，还是要变通一下迎合社会呢？ Among the successors, Krishna is the morality. Morality principles to be set in by Lord Krishna is the standard. If we follow the morality system set by Lord Krishna, that might be have some confliction with the so-called morality in Kali Yuga. And sometimes will make people have some negative feels to us. So if that is the case, what to do? Shall we insist to follow Lord Krishna's way, or we need to do some adjustment to please the society?
Like what, for instance?
Rajendra Prabhu, Guru 问您能不能给举个例子，比如说什么样的情况下是有悖道德的呢？
Can you give some specific example?
Yeah, I'm asking Rajendra Prabhu to give us some examples of it. Then maybe at this, now you want to say the next question while waiting for the response from him?
Yeah.
Okay.那 Rajendra Prabhu, Guru 说请您给一个就是关于和现在的这个社会的行为相反的这个例子，就相冲突的这个例子，然后在这会儿呢他先回答下面的问题。So the next question is from Yamuna Tiramataji Dimbai Guru, 在圣典摩迦瓦坛的第一篇第二章第三十节中说到了圣Shankara Acharya 与商杰罗是一个人吗？商杰罗的原子灵魂论是否是假象宗哲学？而商杰罗实际上是一位神人格主义者呀。请问古鲁，假象宗托波僧与外士那瓦的托波僧有哪些不同之处？感恩古鲁。Okay, well, she's asking that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse Number 3, mentioned about the Shankaracharya.And Shankaracharya has the theory of the atom and soul. And I would like to know if the theory, what he is mentioning, is the theory from Mayavadi. However, Shankaracharya actually is a personalist. He's not impersonalist. He's not impersonalist.And what are the differences between the Vaishnava sannyasi versus of the Mayavadi sannyasi? Thank you very much.
We're going into very, very long questions, but that's why we recommend reading more. Shankaracharya is Lord Shiva.
Shankaracharya is 主希瓦。
But Krishna sent him to the material world to teach Mayavadi philosophy.
但是呢，主 Krishna 把他给送到了这物质世界来传授 Mayavadi 的哲学，假象宗的哲学。
So he taught Mayavadi philosophy. He misinterpreted the Vedanta and confused everybody. And he did a very good job of it because he's Lord Shiva. Very powerful.
对，那所以说呢，他就讲授了 Mayavadi 的这个哲学，而且呢，他以非常好的这种方式传授 Anta 的这种知识，然后呢，就使所有的人都被迷，就是被困惑了。因为他是主席吧，所以他在传授这个知识的时候呢，是传授的非常的精到的。
So at the end of his life, he said, Vaju Govinda, Vaju Govinda. But he spread this Mayavadi philosophy. He tells Durga that, you know, Krishna asked him to do that because it's necessary for the Kaliyuga to function. So it gradually from India, the basic idea that God is not a person and everything, you know, it spread all over to all different religions.
Mm.然后呢，他在传播假象宗教。
Him, he did his service.
他在传播这个假象宗的这个哲学呢，是为了要完成主 Krishna 所给他的这个服务。然后呢，他对 Durga 他的妻子讲，就是他在传播这个假象宗的这个哲学，来告诉大家。这神是不存在的，然后逐渐的在他的这种传播的状态下呢，就使得很多的这个地方，很多的这些宗教理念里面的全部都接受了他的这个讲法，但是他这么做就是为了要为 Krishna 做这个服务。
So regarding the difference between, you know, Mayavadi and the Vaishnava, that's.Whether they're sannyasis or not, there's a difference.
There are differences.
Yeah.
But there are differences.
Yeah.
那么就是关于
the Mayavadi,
关于 Vaishnava. Sorry, 关于 Mayavadi 和假象宗和这个Vaishnava, 无论他们是托钵僧也好，还是不是托钵僧也好，他们都是有区别的，都是不一样的。
The Mayavadis, they think everything is all one, and everything comes from one and becomes one, and they just want to merge into the oneness, whatever that is. They don't want service.
那么这个 Mayavadi 呢，他们认为一切都是一，一切都来自于那一个一。那么他们想要做的事情呢，就是与那个一相融合，所以他们不想做任何的服务，没有说要想做服务。
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, 我们 Hare Krishna, 我们来看那个软人盘布，他给了回复，就是他举的例子就是比如非法性生活呀，吃肉服用麻醉品呐，还有就是例如这种禁止派书唱诵，不服务神，只服务家庭父母之类的这些例子。
Okay.When Hare Krishna Maharaj, Rajendra Prabhu gave some examples. He said that, for example, like eating meat. And also, like right now, we are not allowed to publicly distribute the books. And also, right now, we are not, I think it's a good idea to do the service to the Lord, but only give all our attention and care to the parents.And also like the illicit sex, people think that is the right thing to do. However, according to the law of the Lord, it's not really the right thing. I mean, all of this, so there are some of the contradictions.
That's not exactly morality.
这些其实并不是道德。
Morality means like stealing, telling lies, killing, you know,Not the mundane law, you know.
道德指的是比如说偷窃呀，或者是杀戮啊。 道德。
So we have to follow the mundane law, you know, but there's no law that you have to eat meat. That's just the people's ideas that that's okay, you know. But many people are changing that. That's the thing, these mundane laws and stuff, they change all the time. And the mundane morality, because it's not based on scripture, they change. So that's what I'm saying. What used to be considered very bad is now considered good.
所以说这里面所说的这个道德其实还是跟这个律法是一样的。就是这个世俗的律法有的话我们就需要去遵循。但是吃肉这件事呢是因为人家在有就是有人在做这件事情那是可以去做的。但事实上呢人们的这个思想也在发生变化，可能今天想吃，可能过两天就不想吃了。那么所以就是说，为什么这个世俗上的一些这个观点，它其实是在变化之中的，它并不是一种恒定的不变的状态。So Marge, the morality and the law, they are the same thing or different thing?
No, it's different. You know, like, but a moral person will follow the laws, but, you know, the law of how fast you can drive and where you can park and, you know, what kind of house you can build, or, you know, get a license for this or that. That's not morality. Morality means, you know, proper behavior. So no killing, no stealing, you know, so many things is moral. Those are moralities.
就这个道德和律法还是不一样的。但是呢，这个一个讲道德的人，他是会遵守法律的。比如说呢，他开车的时候，他会注意这个开车的这个速度啊，或者说是他会有一定的这种行为举止的这种管束啊。然后呢，这个有讲道德的人，他不会去偷窃呀，他不会去做一些犯法的事情啊。
That's combined with like ethics.
所以呢，它是和这种伦。而且和伦理是连在一起的。
Like, but in different cultures, they have different idea of morality. So many cultures today, even so-called religions, they think that killing animals to eat is very good. Or killing babies in the womb is good.
那么就是这个道德就是跟伦理是连接在一起的，但是呢，这又跟各个国家的这种文化又相关联。那你就比如说有一些这个，甚至于一些宗教，他们都觉得好像，这个过非法的这个性生活呀，或者说是堕胎呀，或者吃肉啊，这些都挺好的，都没什么问题。
You know, we want to distribute our books, but we have to find a way to do it that fits into the local laws so we don't get in big trouble.
比如说，如果我们要想派书的话呢，我们就要想出一些能够顺应地方的法律的这种状态下去派书，这样才不会给我们造成麻烦。
Hare Krishna, Rajan Prabhu 说，就
是 like、
最好的道德是臣服 Krishna， 但是在卡利年代的道德都是不信神的这种道德标准。
Rajan Prabhu said that the best way to follow the morality is to surrender to Lord Krishna. However, in the age of Kali, the morality for people to follow doesn't really has the part of the Lord play in. There was people just forget about him. People didn't really think about him to follow the rule of morality.
Yeah, that's why we tell people just chant Hare Krishna, so they get purified and can understand.
那所以就为什么我们就跟人们说不用跟他讲别的，就跟他说念诵 Hare Krishna 就好了，因为在通过念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，这样他才能够得到净化，在得到净化以后呢，他才能明白。
That's why we mostly introduce people in chant the holy name. We don't immediately tell them, you know, don't have sex, don't eat meat, you can't drink beer. That, you know, they can't cope with that because they're conditioned so much.
因为人们呢是在这个很深的这种条件的限制里面，所以说呢，在最开始的时候，我们只能跟他说念诵 Hare Krishna， 就不要跟他说。你不能够去这个有性生活，不能够吃肉，然后不能够喝酒，他没法理解。
Okay.
Yes. 三金妈姐，这样行吗？
嗯，好的，好的。
But the basic things like not telling lies and not stealing and all that, those are basic moral principles.That most people can accept. So we should establish things that we can agree on with people before we try to tell them things that they don't agree on.
对，我们呢，先要跟这个人们在聊天的时候呢，先要聊一些大家都能够理解的事情。比如说呢，就是最普通意义上来讲，就是不要偷啊，不要抢啊，就这些大家都是能够这个去认同的。所以呢，在最开始的时候呢，不要先去跟他们说一些他们认同不了的事儿，了解不了的事儿。
Okay.
So, Mara, the next question. Yeah, the next question.
But in some classes of people, stealing is very necessary. This is how we live. The gang of thieves, you know.
嗯。
They'll teach their children to steal from a very early age. Most people teach children don't steal.
嗯，但是有一些特别的人呢，就比如说像贼，那他们是从小可能是就被教授怎么去偷窃，然后呢通过偷窃来为生，所以呢在跟这样的人在交流的时候呢，那是另外一回事。但是大部分的人呢，他是能够明白不能偷的。诶，该是哪个问题了？就是哦，上卡查尔的这个问题讲完了，然后现在是该是伊什瓦人吗？的那个问题了，对吧？
对，是的。
对 ，Marge， the next question is from 伊什瓦人马达吉。顶拜咕噜在《伟达》电视剧中有阿修罗，阿修罗中也有巴利国王，也有搅拌甘露的故事的情节。请问 Guru Maharaj， 阿修罗和我们经典中所说的恶魔是不是一回事儿？恶魔是创造时就有呢，还是生物体的心态和行为造就成了恶魔业报的成果呢？谢谢您。Please accept my very humble obeisances. In the Vedic TV soaps, there are the roles of Asura.And among the Asuras, there also have the Bali Maharaj, and also has the scenarios about churning the nectars. So my question is that the Asura in the TV soaps are the same demons in our scriptures, and also.And also, if the demons has been physically to be created, or the demons are the consequences about our bad behaviors. So in that case, it's manifested in our heart. Thank you.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, okay. Well the question is that she's asking if the Asuras are the demons. And also the Asuras are physically existed, or they are existed in our heart or in our mindset because of our bad behavior. Because of bad behavior, so there was some consequence, and the consequence is having Asura manifested in our heart.
Yeah. Asura means against Krishna. The Suras are the demigods, the Asuras are the demons. They're real. There's really demigods.
Asura 的意思呢是反对 Krishna 的人。那么有两种有两种生物体，一种呢是 Asura 是恶魔，另外一种呢是半神人，他们都是真实存在的。
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're real. Everything is real.
所以呢，他们是真的有。
That's why the Bhagavad talks about the divine and demoniac nature. So now on earth, there's demoniac people and saintly people both. But demoniac people are dominating.
在佛家梵歌里面呢，就讲述了神性的和恶魔的品性，那么这个是有这个在，那么在这个地球上呢，是有神性的人物的存在，也有恶魔的人物的存在的。You mean the demoniac, they are combined.
The what?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last thing you said. Just now you said that. There was a demoniac and the demons in the and also the demigods in the world. However, the demoniac ones, they are combined.
We said divine and demoniac nature. You read the Bhagavad Gita, there's a chapter that demoniac, you know,
yes.
And it explains that what type of is demoniac morality, anger and greed and lust, you know, and what is divine. So we have both types of people. We don't have the big, big demons like we read about in the, you know, they're still in their planets. We don't have the demigods walking around, but we have people that are like them, but in small ways.
Okay. 那在佛家梵歌里面呢，就讲述了这个神性的品性和恶魔的品性。那我们知道，比如说像恶魔像愤怒啊，像色欲啊，像这个贪婪啊，这些都属于是恶魔的品性。那么现在在这个地球上呢，我们已经没有那种就是大的恶魔，但是呢就是这种恶魔的心态它是在人们的内心的，就是而且呢这个就人们他所展现出来的是有这种恶魔的和神性的那种品质的相结合的状态。
Okay.
And also she's asking,
so just like
if,
now, these demoniac people that are making war, there's people that are running slaughterhouses and killing thousands of animals every minute. There's people doing abortions. But there's also religious people, saintly people doing good work, trying to help people. You know, both are present all the time.
而且呢，在现在的社会呢，我们又有这个虔诚的人，然后又有恶魔的这个心态的人。比如说，这个恶魔心态人，他表现在什么地方呢？他就会开屠宰场啊，然后呢，或者是会这个堕胎呀。但是呢，与此同时，我们又有很多这个有虔诚心的这种人，会做很多好事。所以呢，他们两个都是存在的。So the next question?
Yeah.
Yamuna Tira Mataji, Dimbai Guru. 圣典博加瓦坛第一篇第一章第四十节要旨中说到的主 Vishnu 就像是一棵参天大树，所有其他的生物包括半神人、人类、Siddha、Charana 还有Vidyahara 就像是这棵树的树枝枝叶一样。不知后面几种生物体都是什么生物体？谢谢您。Marge in the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1 Chapter 1 Verse Number 4 in the purport, it is said that Lord Vishnu is just like a big tree and all of the other living entities including the demigods, the human beings and the Siddha, Charana, Vidya, Dara, just like the twigs and the branches in the tree. So could you explain what are the Siddha, Charana and the Vidyahara?What are those living entities like?
What verse is that?
Chapter, Canto 1, Chapter 1, verse number 4.
Well, there's a planet called Siddha Loka.
有一个星宿被称为叫 Siddha Loka.
And the people there all have all mystic powers, cities. City means mystic
powers. 在 Siddha Loka 上的人呢被称为叫 city. City 的意思就是具有玄秘力量的人。
So there are different kinds of demigods.
还有不同种类的半神人。
I'm not sure exactly, you know, what the Vidyadharas are. I tried to look it up. The Charanas. They're all different kinds of demigods.
那我其实我自己并不是非常的清楚这个 Charana 和 Vidyahara 他们到底是谁。那他们应该都是不同种类的半神人，这我得查一查，我先说都说不好。So the next question?
Exactly what they are, I'm not sure. And my...
对，就是我不是特别的清楚他们到底是什么样哪种类型的半神人。So the next question?
Yeah.
The next question is from Radha Ananda Madhavi. She is asking questions on behalf of some new devotees, Maharaj.She's asking the question on behalf of some new devotees. The first one is that, firstly, 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Gurudeva, 第一问题，因为不会祷文，也没有启迪，身边没有合适的人，还得荣耀供奉后的 Prasadam, 把饭摆在 Krishna 的像前，念七遍 Mahamantra 就可以了吗？The first question is that,Because I don't know how to chant the prayer, and I am also haven't got my initiation, and I don't have anyone around me to coach me. I don't know exactly how to chant the prayer for offer the prasadam. So is it okay for me just to place theprepare the dishes right in front of Lord Krishna's picture and chant seven times of Maha Mantra. Will that can be considered as an offering?
Yeah, just to ask Krishna, please take it, please accept this.
可以，您就对 Krishna...对，您就对 Krishna 说对，就是您要对 Krishna 说，对不起啊，因为这个声音可能有点
小。One devotee, great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And when he was a young boy.
Maharaj, sorry, I haven't got the chance to translate. I think there was a delay. You didn't hear me.I'm sorry, could you give me a minute for me to say, to translate what you said just now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. 不好意思啊，因为有这个延迟，所以那边可能没听见。我重新说一遍，就是这个 就是您就把这个饭呢放在 Krishna 的照片面前，然后呢对 Krishna 说，请您接受它，请您接受它。然后呢，这个最重要的呢是我们的意识在供饭的这个时候。然后现在 Maharaj 要讲一个故事。Okay, sorry, Maharaj, please go ahead.
Okay, so there's a story. I forget the name, but there's a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya.
那么有一个故事，这个故事的名字我忘记了，但是呢，有一位主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的非常著名的婆罗门，就是非常著名的奉献者，婆罗门。
And just to go back, the siddhas and charanas and the vidyadharas, the vidyadharas and the charanas are like Gandharvas. They're also very good singers. There's species of higher human beings that live in heavenly planets, and they're the most musicians of demigods.
Okay.现在对不起啊，再回到这个刚才杨梦的 Tiramadhi 这个问题上，关于这个 Charana 和 Vidyahara 他们到底是什么样的生物体？马尔查到了，就是他们呢都属于是 Gandharvas， 就都属于是歌仙类的这个生物。那他们呢是比人类要更高级的生物，他们是住在天堂星宿，他们非常的会唱歌。
This boy, his father was a Brahmana and he was offering things to Krishna.
我们再重新讲这个，我们再回到讲这个故事上，就是这个男孩，这个小男孩呢，他的父亲是一位婆罗门，然后呢，他的父亲在为这个 Krishna 在做供奉。
So the father had to go.And he told the boy that was very young to make the offering.
然后呢，这个父亲呢，他就得出门，然后他就对这个非常年幼的这个小男孩，让他来做供奉。
So he got the plate ready and he put it on the altar.
然后这小男孩就把这个饭呢做好了以后呢，就放在了这个盘子里面，然后就把盘子放到了神坛上。
Then when he went back in, after he saw that all the food was still on the plate.
Still on the plate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 然后呢，他之后他回到这个房间以后呢，发现这个食物还是在盘子里面。
He was thinking I did something wrong and Krishna didn't eat.
所以这小男孩就在想，我肯定是做错事儿了，因为 Krishna 没吃。
So he just started crying and he was saying, please eat it, please eat it, please eat it.
然后他就哭起来了，他就说，赶紧吃吧，请你吃吧，请你吃吧。
And then he came back and everything was gone.
然后等他再回来的时候呢，发现盘子里的食物全没了。
Because he made such a sincere prayer that Krishna ate it.
就是因为他是这么真诚的在向 Krishna 祈祷让他吃，所以 Krishna 就把他饭，把这个饭给吃掉了。
All right.
好。
So that's the main.Thing you want your offering to Krishna, please accept this. Please accept my offering. I'm not a great devotee. I don't know, you know, so many prayers and so many things, but please accept my offering.
所以这个就是您要对 Krishna 所做的祈祷。Krishna, 这是我向您做出的供奉，请您接受我的供奉。我并不是一个很伟大的奉献者，我也不知道怎么念诵这个祷文，但是请您接受我给您的供奉。So the next part, the next question, also on behalf of a new devotee, 半身人都是品性很好的虔诚的半身人，他们住在天堂星宿。为何还有死亡呢？ 他们直接从天堂星宿就到了灵性世界，不可以吗？这也是至尊主的安排吗？凡是人都是品性很好的虔诚的信神的人，他们住在天堂星宿，为何还有死亡？他们直接从天堂星宿就呢 ？OK， all the demigods, they are the entities with very nice qualities. They are very pious to the Lord. And they are living in the planet of the heaven. Why they still meet the death? Why cannot they be elevated to the spiritual world from the planet of heaven directly? Is this also the arrangement from the Lord, from the Supreme Lord? Thank you.
Yeah, because in the heavenly planets, usually people are too much bewildered by the enjoying spirit. So they worship Vishnu, but they're not trying to get back to Godhead. They're not. So you only get back to the spiritual world.
Only they get to the spiritual world.
To get to the spiritual world, you have to surrender to Krishna, but they don't do that. They don't want to just serve Krishna. They want to enjoy. They want something from Krishna.
OK. 那么因为在这个天堂星宿的人呢、啊、他们过得实在是太舒服了，他们就是在享受着他们的这种快乐。然后呢，在天堂星宿的人呢，虽然他们是在崇拜主 Vishnu， 但是呢，他们并没有一个强烈的想法想要回到 Krishna 的身边。那么如果要是想要回到灵性世界，想要回到和 Krishna 在一起的这种状态呢，必须得是他要完全的皈依于臣服Krishna 才可以。
So the Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim, that in the go to the spiritual world, we have to want only to serve Krishna. We're not saying, Krishna, I want this, I want comfort, I want beauty, and those things that the demigods have. They want those things.
所以说呢，在这个如果是想要回到灵性世界的话，唯一想到一件事情就是要服务 Krishna。我不想有任何的追随者，不想有任何的美女，也不想有任何的名声或者财富。但是这些呢，正好是在天堂的这些半神人们他们所拥有的，他们这也是他们想要的，他们在享受的，他们并没有想着要去服务 Krishna。
Okay, so the heavenly planet is just like a holiday. You know, you're pious on earth and you do good work and you give charity and all that.Because you're expecting to get some reward, then you can go and stay in a nice resort for some time, all expenses paid. But after a while, you have to come back.
那你比如说，如果是做一些虔诚的活动，然后给很好的供奉，然后呢，最后呢就能够被提升到天堂的星宿，然后呢，在那个地方呢，这个享受着各种的荣华富贵。但是这样的这种状态实际上是不长久的，它最终还是要回到地球。
Okay.
Yes. The next question from Hari Priya Radhika Mataji, 顶拜姑乳，请问 Krishna 从未离开 Vrindavan， 而去在 Dwarka 的是 Krishna 的扩展。那么 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 在从事什么呢？那时牧牛女们都有分离的痛苦。后来牧牛童还去了枯乳之野来看望主。那么他们也不知道 Krishna 从未离开过 Vrindavan 的吗？因为瓦坛后面还没有看完，所以请姑姑先给解释一下，感恩您。So this question is from Hari Priya Radhika Mataji. Please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that since the Lord Krishna never left Vrindavan Dham, and the one in Dwarka is the expansion of Lord Krishna.So if that is the case, what Lord Krishna do in Vrindavan? And also the gopi, they are always in the pains with the separation. There was a separation with the Lord. And later, the gopi and the gopas, they also go to Kurukshetra to visit the Lord. So in that case, they don't know that Lord Krishna never left Vrindavan, because I haven't finished the whole set of Srimad Bhagavatam yet. So please explain about this to me in advance. Thank you.
He's always there, but not always in a manifest form.
Krishna, 他总是在 Vrindavan, 但是他并不是总是在一个展现出来的形象下示人的。
So when Krishna apparently leaves Vrindavan, but like I said earlier, when he's in Dwarka and Mathura, he's not exactly Krishna. He's fighting with, you know, he's the king. He doesn't play his flute. He doesn't have rasa dance. He's married. There's a difference. It's not the same Goloka Krishna.
但是呢
taking care
Krishna,
of cows, putting in the floor. And,
但是 Krishna, 他很显然他显现的就是他离开了 Vrindavan。但是呢我之前也说了在 Dwarka 和在 Mathura 的这个 Vrindavan 呢是 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的就是在 Dwarka 和 Mathura 的这位 Krishna 呢他是在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的一个扩展，所以呢他在这些地方所从事的活动和在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 所从事的活动不一样的。他是国王，然后呢他会去做国王做的事情，他不会是像个小牧牛童一样玩耍呀，去进行 Rasa Lila 的这个逍遥时光啊，或者是去放牛啊等等。
So it said in that first verse we read, it's an expansion of Krishna. He's not different than Krishna, but he's different. This is why we have to understand this simultaneously, one and different. We have to accept that. Otherwise, we can't just, you know, explain everything.
所以呢，在今天读的这个世界里面呢，也讲到了，就是这个 Krishna 他是他的扩展，然后呢，这个扩展和 Krishna 是相同的，但是又不一样的。所以呢，我们要同时理解这个几义几义的这个原则，它同时是又不是。
So the gopis' external vision, Krishna wasn't there, but they.
那对于 Krishna gopi 们，他们所见到的呢是外在的一种事物，他外在所看到的就是 Krishna 没在。
All right.
Yeah, but then she's asking that well, since Krishna is never leave Vrindavan, and also sometimes he is in an unmanifested form. But if in that case, what the Krishna always do in Vrindavan?
What?
He's asking
they
that.
They broke
so
up
what,
that time.
Yeah. She's asking, what did the Krishna do in Vrindavan if she's not leaving Vrindavan all the time? So even he's in the unmanifested form, but in that unmanifested form, what does he do?
Same.
Okay, 就是这个 Krishna 他在 Vrindavan 一直在干什么事呢？他一直都做的是同样的事情，就是放牛啊什么的，玩啊 ，Rasa。Rasa Lila 的这些小时光。Okay, so next question.
Okay.
Yeah.这个仰慕的玛哈吉，这个商杰罗跟圣克尔查里亚，他是一个，只是我们翻译上不一样，所以他们俩是一个人，这个就不用问咕噜了，因为这是就是完全是翻译的问题。仰慕的提拉玛哈吉的 question， 请问咕噜 ，Sura 是指天人、神人 ，Asura 是指不信神者， 但刚才咕噜说的 Asura 有两种，还包括半神人，这是怎么回事呢？这好像这Asura is the people, the living beings lived in the heaven, and also are the goddess. Asura refers to those who are not believing God. Just now you mentioned there are two types of Asuras, and also including of the demigod. What is that? I'm sorry, I think probably there was
somebody's
a little bit of confusion.
Somebody's getting things wrong, I don't know. But Asura means against Krishna, against God. And Sura means following. So there's Asuric and there's divine and demoniac people everywhere.
我觉得是不是刚才是我翻译的有问题啊？没有说 Asura 是有半神人，这个Asura 是指追随神的人，Asura 是指不追随神的人。Marge, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Are you going to say something more?
Yeah. No.
Hari Priya Radhika Maji's question. 顶拜 Guru, 请问瓦坛第十篇蜜蜂之歌，那只在 Radharani 面前出现的蜜蜂，那只在 Radharani 面前出现的蜜蜂来了又走后又出现的蜜蜂是 Krishna 变的吗？还是他离别的强烈之情产生的想象 Krishna 就是那只蜜蜂，还是他感知到那只蜜蜂就是 Krishna? Please accept my very humble obeisances. In the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, there was a song about the bee. The bee who showed in front of Srimati Radharani, who's coming and left. So I would like to know if that bee...is Lord Krishna, or that's the imagination of Srimati Radharani, because she missing Lord Krishna so much. So in her mood of separation, she imagined that bee is Lord Krishna, or she actually sensed
she
that
imagined it as the messenger of Krishna. She thought the bee was a messenger of Krishna.
他觉得这只蜜蜂呢是 Krishna 的一个信使。
Yeah, you have to read the book, but you know she was in intense separation from Krishna, so it became like madness.
我们得读这个书。那因为Srimati Radharani 呢，他是在强烈的和 Krishna 的分别之情、分离之情中，所以说呢，他就处在这样的一种疯狂的状态下，就是炽烈的和 Krishna 的分离之情里。
Okay, it wasn't Krishna exactly, but everything's Krishna, but, you know,
he's in ecstasy and seeing Krishna. 那么这个蜜蜂它并不是直接是 Krishna, 但终极来说呢一切又都是 Krishna。那这个 Srimati Radharani 他看到这只蜜蜂的时候呢他是处在一种狂喜的状态。
All right?
Yes.
好吗？
好吗？
嗯。好。
So Marge, now all of the questions are here. There is no more questions.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
So keep reading
谢谢
the books and all the answers will come.
所以我们要做的事情呢是继续的读书，然后所有的这些答案呢都会显现。
All right. Thank you very much. Go Ranga.
Go Ranga.
Let me try again. Suo yo rong yao. Suo yo rong yao gui yu zhu gui de feng sha jie.
Super good, Maharaj.
Suo rong yao gui yu zhu feng sha jie.
Suo rong yao gui yu zhu gui de feng sha jie. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you.
If you want any other classes sometime, let me know.
Okay.
The rest of the world is getting locked up and Chinese is getting out. So.
Yeah. It seems that China right now, Beijing is the only city with very intense rules. But other than that, I was told people in the other cities now back to the normal life.
Really? What's the rules in Beijing?
Beijing is like anyone who is coming back to Beijing need to be locked down in the hotel.